A new anthology features literary figures such as Margaret Cho, Alice Walker, Linda Barry, Erica Jong, and others who have been brought together to celebrate one of the world's most enduring relationships, the one between people and dogs. NPR's Ketzel Levine couldn't wait to get her paws on the book.
Here's an opening line for you, written by journalist Elena Sigman. My year-old son Isaiah senses an approaching dog the way I used to locate a sexy man, she goes on, by shape, smell, and sound. With that, and a kickoff essay by Alice Walker, we are launched into an anthology of canine worship titled Dog is My Co-Pilot, Great Writers on the World's Oldest Friendship. Some pieces in the book are reprinted from magazines, others excerpted from books. A few made their debut in The Bark, a Bay Area-based quarterly whose editors have published this book. The Bark's been called the New Yorker for dog lovers, such as the caliber of some of its writers, among them Ann Patchett, author of Bel Canto, whose featured story, This Dog's Life, is about her dog, Rose.
Since I work at home, Rose was able to spend her days in my lap, where she was most comfortable. We bonded in a way that some people looked upon as suspicious. I took Rose into stores like the rich ladies at Bergdorf's do. I took her to dinner parties. I took her to the Cape for vacation. As I have almost no ability to leave her alone, when I had to go someplace that foolishly did not allow dogs, I'd drive her across town and leave her with my grandmother. Look at that, people said, looking at me and not Rose. Look how badly she wants a baby. A baby? I held up my dog for them to see, my bright, beautiful dog. A dog, I said. I've always wanted a dog.
Ann Patchett says she's yet to put her dog in a novel, but she's come awfully close.
I got my dog Rose when I was writing my third novel, The Magician's Assistant, and had this big love affair with her as a puppy while I was writing that book. When I finished writing the book and I sat down and I read it aloud, which I do when I finish all of my books, I realized that every third metaphor in the book was a dog metaphor. He stretched out like a dog. He curled up at her feet like a dog. Someone had curly hair and the curls bounced like Springer Spaniels. It was embarrassing. And I had to really go through and rake out the dog metaphors. So even though the dog isn't necessarily a character, the dog is an enormous presence in the work.
Dogs have settled nicely into all kinds of literary roles, from smart-mouthed comedians to prophets and selfless heroes. Dogs are also unparalleled heartbreakers. Some of the pieces in Dog is My Co-Pilot are full of loneliness and loss. Poet and Pulitzer Prize winner Maxine Kumin is represented with an upbeat piece called Mutts. But most of the poems she's written about dogs are eulogies. This is from One Small Death in May.
I will not sing the death of dog who lived a fool to please his king. I will put him under the milkweed bloom where in July the monarchs come, as spotted as he, as rampant, as enduring.
How do dog people communicate with people who don't get dogs? A lot of them will look at this anthology and say, what is with these people?
Well, you know, either you get it or you don't get it. Either you speak Russian or you don't speak Russian. Either you speak dog or you don't.
And you speak dog?
Yeah, I think I qualify. I do speak dog.
Okay, I'm reading with a digital machine for the blind, so you have to give me the exact phrase, and then I can go there.
The phrase is, I hear a sound like the snorting of a horse, and the author is Stephen Cusisto, reading an excerpt from his piece Blind Date, included in Dog is My Co-Pilot.
I hear a sound like the snorting of a horse, and the musical dog tags, and then she's on top of me, her paws on my knees, her immense head straight in my face. I'm unprepared for the speed of it. This dog is kissing me. Her tail is banging like a rope. Tears are literally running down my face. She's a $25,000 dog, intelligent and superbly trained, but she's been kept in a kennel in advance of our meeting. Her own loneliness has been honed.
Where has the presence of a dog in your life taken you as a writer?
Because the guide dog has been instrumental in helping me find the courage to go places by myself. I think that the dog has also taken me into realms of exploration in writing, so that I feel confident that I can get up and just go somewhere and see, in quotation marks, what that place is all about. Keats and Wordsworth used to walk all over the rural countryside in Britain just to see what they would discover, and I think that that's been brought back to me by the dog.
Whether in memoir, poetry, or just a walk around the block, writers travel unseen worlds when their co-pilot is a dog. Ketsa Levine, NPR News.
You can hear Maxine Kuhman reading a previously unpublished poem about Gus and see Linda Barry's cartoon about Ula at npr.org.